Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of ShaivaOne.org, the next program is Shaddarshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Vedanta. For that, this Vedanta Vakyasa, the Vedanta starts. Vedanta begins. And what will it do when it begins? Samulaghatam adhyasam upagnanti. Samulaghatam with its root, it will destroy, it will uproot the adhyasa. So that is etat uktam bhavati. This is what is meant here. Asmat pratyasya atma vishayasya samichinatve sati brahmano jnatatvat nishprayojanatvat na jignyasa syat. Asmat pratyya atma vishayasya samichinatve sati brahmanah jnatatvat. If the asmat pratyya, that which is I, this that which is the object of this knowledge of I, if that is known very clearly, then brahmano jnatatvat, the brahman is already known. If I know what I means, then the self is already known. Therefore, nishprayojanatvacha na jignyasa syat. Because, since you know yourself, there can be no desire to know the self. There can be no desire to inquire upon the self. Tadabhavecha na brahmajnana vedanta vachyeran. If I don't have that knowledge, if I have the knowledge, I will not be indulging myself in this self-enquiry. If I don't have the knowledge of the self, still I will not be able to indulge in myself in the self-inquiry, because I don't know what self is. Basically, I don't have the desire. So, I will not indulge myself. Apitu avikshitartha javamatre upayujyeran. Therefore, avikshitartha javamatre upayujyeran. Therefore, you have to use these things only for japa. This knowledge only for japa. Nahi tad aupanishad atma pratyaha pramanatam ashnute. That japamatra means the Veda Vakyas, they are not useful to gain the knowledge of the self. If you have the knowledge of the self, when you do the karma, you will have to have the knowledge of the self, that the self is that which will experience the other worlds. So you will not have doubt. You don't have doubt, so you don't have to go through this vichara. If you don't know about it, then still you won't be able to do vichara. Then what will this Vedanta Vakyas be useful for? They are not useful in karmas. So, the Purva Mimamsaka says, Javamatrayeva Vinyoga. Just chant it. That's all. There is no meaning, there is no use in it. You can't use it in any karma, but just chant it. That is good enough. It will give you apurva, it will give you punya, he says. Therefore, nahi tad upanishad atma pratyaya pramanatam ashnute. But leaving this, these sentences which you say as Vedanta cannot be pramana, the means of right knowledge, to give you the knowledge of the self. For that it is not pramana. Therefore nacha asau apramana apramana gamyat apramanam apramanabhyas apramanam abhyasto api vastavam kartutva bhoktrutvadi atmano apanetum arhati nacha so apramanam abhyasto api, that which is apramanam, not which is not the means for right knowledge, that abhyasto api, even though you practice it thousands of times, vastavam kartutva bhoktrutva Gotrutvadi Atmano Apanetum Nacha Arhati. It cannot destroy the doerness or experiencerness of the self, which is the nature of the self. It cannot destroy. Nacha Tad Apanetum Arhati. It cannot destroy the nature of the self, which is the doership and experiencership. So, aropitam hi rupam tattvajnanena upapadyate tattvajnanena apodyate natu vastam atattvajnanena. Because aropitam hi, the tattvajnana, the knowledge of the self, knowledge of the truth, can destroy only that which is superimposed. knowledge of the truth can give you, knowledge of anything can only remove that which is wrong knowledge, that which is superimposed. Natu vastavam atatva jnanena. But the right knowledge, the right cannot be negated through wrong knowledge. The wrong can be negated through right knowledge. The right cannot be negated through wrong knowledge. That which exists cannot be negated through wrong knowledge. That which does not exist can be negated through right knowledge. So, nahi rajva, I don't understand this. If you say, nahi rajva rajyuttam sahasrapi sarpadhara pratyaya apavaditum samutsahante rajva rajyuttam. So, there is this rope. And the rope has ropeness. This ropeness I cannot destroy with meditation. This is snake. 1,000 times, 1,000, 100,000 times I can repeat it again and again without any interval, without any distraction. But still I cannot negate that. What exists? What exists cannot be negated by wrong knowledge. What does not exist, what is superimposed, only can be negated through right knowledge. That also can be negated only through right knowledge. Therefore, mithya jnana prasanjitam cha swarupam shakyam tatva jnanena apavaditam. But that which is caused by wrong knowledge can be negated through right knowledge. Mithya jnana samskarascha sudrudopi tatva jnana samskarena adarena ఆదర నైరంతర్య దీర్ఘకాల తత్వ జ్ఞాన అభ్యాస జన్మనేతి. అండ్ హౌ క్యాన్ దట్ మిథ్యా జ్ఞాన బి రిమూవ్డ్ బట్ త్రూ తత్వజ్ఞాన? దట్ ఆల్సో డస్ నాట్ హ్యాపన్ ఇమీడియట్లీ. ఇట్ వెరీ రేర్లీ హ్యాపన్స్ ఫర్ ది పర్సన్ హూ ఇస్ వెరీ డిసీరియస్, హూ ఇస్ అ ఉత్తమ అధికారి. ఫర్ దిస్ ఉత్తమ అధికారి, వెన్ వన్ సేస్ తత్వమసి ఆ ఈ ఎనీథింగ్, he is released from this bondage. But for the madhyama adhikari, for him you have to explain everything in detail. So that is what he says, mithya jnana samskarascha. This mithya jnana, the samskara, thought imprints of mithya jnana, it has not started today. It is anadi nibida. It has started from time immemorial and it has become very strong. Sudrudhopi, though it is nibida, it is sudrida, it is very strong, it has solidified. Tattvajnana samskarena, through the tattvajnana samskara, you have this, there is samskara which is wrong knowledge. Through this samskara, thought imprints which is right knowledge, you have to beat it again and again. This wrong knowledge, you have to destroy it again and again. How? Adarena, adara nairantari, you have to hold on to this. Adara means you have to hold on to this without any doubt. One. Two, nairantaryena, you should not give any scope for anything else. Continuously, nirantara abhyasa, continuous, not half an hour in the morning, not half an hour in the evening, not like that. Continuous this should be. And dirghakala, for a long period of time. So I will do it for how many days? 3 days, 5 days, not like that. Continuous till you gain the knowledge. Tattva jnana avagati paryantam. That is what he says. Dirgala tattva jnana abhyasa janmana iti. If you practice the tattva jnana, that will destroy the mithya jnana samskara. The mithya jnana can only be removed through the long, definite, clear practice of tattva jnana. This is what is said in Yoga Sutra also. సతు దీర్ఘకాల నైరంతర్యేణ అభ్యాస సత్కారా సత్కార సేవితో దృఢభూమి, సత్కారా సేవితో దృఢభూమి. సో సత్ ఫైన్, వాట్ యు సెడ్ ఇస్ ఫైన్. ప్రమాణ ప్రాణాది ఉపాసనాపి వేదాంతేషు బహుళం ఉపలభ్యతే ఉపలభ్యంతే తత్ కథం సర్వేషాం వేదాంతానాం ఆత్మైకత్వ ప్రతిపాదనం అర్థం ఇత్యదాహ. సి యు స్టార్టెడ్ సేయింగ్ అస్య అనర్థ హేతు ప్రహాణాయ, టు డిస్ట్రాయ్ దిస్ అనర్థ హేతు, దిస్ కాజ్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ది ట్రబుల్. ఆల్ ది వేదాంత వాక్యాస్ దే స్టార్ట్, ది వేదాంత వాక్యాస్ దే బిగిన్ ఓన్లీ టు డిస్ట్రాయ్ దిస్ రాంగ్ నాలెడ్జ్. హౌ డు యూ సే దిస్? యూ డోంట్ స్టడీ ప్రాపర్లీ, దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఇట్ మీన్స్. బికాస్ ఇన్ ది వేదాంత ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్, ఇన్ ది వేదాంత ఉపనిషత్, వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ సేస్ ఉపనిషత్, దేర్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ దేర్ ఆర్ ఉపాసనాస్. some upasana, some meditation practices which are given, which are not knowledge. Meditation practices you have to practice. There is a difference. Knowledge you don't need to practice. After knowing, you know, you don't need to practice anything. But the karmas, upasanas, after knowing you have to practice. Therefore, he says, pranadi upasanapi vedanteshu bahulam upalabhyante. The prana, upasana, etc. are there explained, prescribed in this Vedanta Upanishads in many ways. Not just prana upasana, etc. Many upasanas in many ways. Not one single way. Prana upasana itself is explained in many ways. Therefore, tat katham sarvesham vedantanam atmikatva pratipadanam artham ityataha. Then how can you say this? For Vedanta basic premises to explain the non-duality. How can you say this? Ityataha. For that he says, yathacha ayam artha sarvesham vedantanam tathavayam asyam sharirakamimamsayam pradarshyamaha. Since it is a, this is what is meant here in this Vedanta, only this is the point, the main point in this Vedanta. Whatever is the main point of the Vedanta, which is a non-dualship, yathacha ayam artha ayam atmikatva artha, to prove, only to prove that atmikatva Vedanta starts, whatever that means, we will explain that in this Sharirakam Imamsa. Shariram eva Sharirakam. Tatra nivasi Sharirakah. So, Shariram is what is referred to as Sharirakam. And Tatra bhava, that which exists in that Sharirakam, is that which exists in this Sharira, is Sharirakam. Shariraka. Who is that Shariraka? That who exists in Sharira? Is Jiva. Jivatma. Jivatma. Shariraka. Jivatma. Tasya. Tumpada abhidhasya. Abhideyasya. Tatpada abhideya. Paramatma rupatam. Rupatam imamsa. Yasa tatokta. Meaning, what kind of imamsa are you going to do? That Mimamsa, that Pujita Vichara, that sacred inquiry, what is that? That Jivatma which exists in the body, which is referred to as Tat, Tvam in the Tattvam Asi, in the statement Tattvam Asi, in the Mahavakya, Tattvam Asi, this Jivatma is referred to as Tvam, you. And that whichever is pointed to by you, and that which is, whatever is pointed to by that, Tvam pada abhidheya, paramatma, that which is paramatma, rupatam, paramatma, rupatam, imamsa, yasa, tatokta, they are not different. To prove this, whatever vichara has to be done, we will do. Tatokta. Eva, etavat, etavan atra artha sankshepha. This is what is the essence of the whole of this teaching. Yadyapi cha swadhyaya adhyena vidhina swadhyaya pada vachyasya vedarashehe phalavat arthabodha paratam apadayata karma vichi nishedhanam iva vedantanam api swadhyaya shabda vachyanam phalavat arthabodha paratvam apaditam. So swadhyayo adhyetavyah, this is the vidhi. There during the introduction I said swadhyayo adhyetavyah, there this school of Bhamati and school of Vivarana, they differ. Swadhyayo adhyetavyah, for this the meaning is arthavagati paryantam. Till you know the meaning is what is accepted by Bhamatikara. I said that this is the place where he proves it. See, yadyapi do swadhyaya adhyena vidina swadhyayo adhyetavya, through this vidhi adhyetavya, tavya is a vidhi. So through this vidhi tavya tavya aniyara, so through that this tavya is a vidhi, is a injunction. Swadhyaya padavachyasya vedarashehe. What is swadhyaya? Swadhyaya, that which is his own Veda, that which is his own shaka of Veda, swashaka. Veda rashehe, that Veda group, that shaka, phalavat archavodaparatam. One has to gain the meaning also. Till that, apadayata, it proves. Swadhyadhyetavya means you have to study till you know the meaning of the Vedas. So, karma vidhi nishedhanam iva. Like the karma vidhi and nishedha. Like the karma you do, you don't. You should not. You do this, you do, should not do this. There, you have to know what you should do, what you should not do. So, that should be clear. In the same way, Vedantanam api. That is what is explained in the Purimyamamsa. In the same way, Vedantanam api. When one is, some karma is explained in the Vedas, you understand the whole detail of those karmas. The same way, Vedanta also, Swadhyay Shabdavachyanam Falavadu Artsavodha Balattvam Apaditam. Through the same Swadhyaya, since the Upanishads also are part of the Vedas, Swadhyayo Adhyetavya, since refers to the study of Vedas with its meaning, since Upanishad is part of the Vedas, it also should be studied with meaning. That is proven by that statement, Swadhyaya, that vidhi. So, yadyapicha avishishtastu vakyartha iti nyayat mantranam iva vedantanam arthaparattam autsargikam. Yadyapicha vedantebhyas chaitanya ananda ganaha kartutva bhoktrutva rahitaha vinishprapancha yekaha pratyagatma avagamyate tathapi. So, yadyapi, though, yadyapicha avishishtastu vakyartha iti. Avishishtastu vakyatah na vishishtah vakyatho tan na vishishtah. Vakyata is not something which is special. The meaning of the vakya cannot be taken as special for one place and another for different for another place. I say this, whoever is in this class should study this chapter. Whoever is in this class means it is for everyone. It is not, no, not for you, not for him. It is not like that. So, when the Shruti says, when the Veda says, you have to study your Swashakha. You have to study your branch of Veda with the meaning. No, 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 it is meant only for the karmas. It's not for the knowledge. You cannot differentiate. So, kartutva iti nyaya matrana mantrana iti nyaya, this nyaya with this logic, mantrana vedantanam archaparattam autsargikam. Like the mantra, for the Vedas also you have to study till you gain the knowledge of the meaning. It is autsargikam, it is natural, it is common, it is svabhava. Yadyapicha vedantebhyas chaitanya ananda ganaha. Though in the Vedanta, Vedanta discusses the Chaitanya, the sentient, which is the knowledge principle, which is one which is blissful, the self which is a whole blissful, that kartutva bhoktutva rahita, devoid of the doership and experiencership, nishprapancha, devoid of the association with the prapancha, jagat, devoid of jagat, ekaha, non-dual, pratyagatma avagamyate, that self which is gained with knowledge of the self which is gained through the Vedantas, tathapi, though it is like this, even then, kartutva bhoktrutva dukkha shoka moka maya mayam atmanam avagahamanena aham pratyena sandeya badha virahina viruddhyamana Vedantaha swarthad prachyuta upacharitathava javamato upayogino va iti avyakshataha swarthaha avyakshita swarthaha. Though it is like this, the knowledge of Vedanta will give him only the knowledge of that self which is non-dual, which is devoid of the attachment, the association with the jagat, which is devoid of any attachment. Then how will he perform the karma, sir? Though it is like this, but still this fellow, he is having desires. Therefore, kartutva bhoktrutva, because he sees himself to be the doer, because he sees himself to be the experiencer, because he sees himself to be dukkha in sorrow, he sees himself in delusion, mohamaya, mohamayam, and because of that delusion, atmanam anava atmanam avagahamanina aham pratyena. This, with all these troubles, one who desires to know the self, aham pratyena sandevada virahina virudhyamanaha vedantaha, without any doubt he gains the wrong meaning. Vedantaha swarthat prachyuta, Vedanta, it loses its primary meaning and gains the auxiliary secondary meaning, like upacharitarthava javamatra upayogina vaiti. It is just to extol the karmas or just to do chanting, that's all. Vedanta has no other meaning. In this way he desires and he thinks. So vaiti avikshata swarthaha, so it is not useful for him. This Vedanta will not be useful for that kind of, even though he studies it with meaning. Tathacha tadartha vicharatmika chaturlakshani sharirika mimamsa na arabdhavya. Tathacha let us say from the Purvapaksha standpoint of view, if you say that one studies with the meaning, then this avikshita swarthaha, there is no point in explaining this teaching, because he has already gained the knowledge of this self. Tathacha tadartha vicharatmika chaturakshni visharirgamimamsa narabdhya, therefore you should not start this. He has already known the meaning of this shruti. Therefore, nacha sarvajanina aham anubhava siddha atma sandigdhova asaprayojanova yena jignyasa san visharam prayunjiteti purvapaksha. This is what is the standpoint of purvapaksha. Because nacha sarvajanina aham anubhava siddha, that which is experienced by everyone as I, that atma, that cannot be sandigdho, there cannot be any doubt in that. Va saprayojanova, or there cannot be any results which can be attained through this. I know what I am. If I know myself to be this, I will gain the, how can that be? Gaining me, I cannot gain any other result, gaining the knowledge of myself. Yena jignyasya san, because of this, because there is no usefulness in it, because there is no doubt in it, he need not do the inquiry. Therefore, there need not be any desire to inquire. Therefore, vicharam, he will not be entering the vichara. Iti purvapaksha. This is what is the opponent's point of view. So, siddhantastu, but the siddhanta is this. Bhavedevam, bhavedetadevam. Yadi aham pratyaya pramanam, tasya tu uktena prakarmena shrutyadi badakatva anuvatehe. This is what you said is right. Yaditu bhaved evam, if it is like this, what this knowledge aham pratyaya pramanam, this knowledge whatever you understand is right. If it is the right knowledge, then there is no problem. Tasya tu uktena kramena shrutya adibhagatva anupattehe, that right knowledge cannot be negated by the wrong knowledge. Through whichever knowledge, that right knowledge cannot be negated. That is what was explained. But shrutyadivischa samasta teerthakaraischa pramanya anabhyavagamad adhyasattvam. Shrutyadivischa, the shruti, etc. Samasta teerthakaraischa, and all the teerthakaras means all the knowledgeable souls, they all pramanya anabhyavagamad, they don't take this knowledge to be pramana, the right knowledge. They don't accept this knowledge to be the right knowledge. Therefore, the state of adhyasattvam is proven. It stands undisputed. So, adhyasattvam exists. Evam Vedanta na vikshitarthaha. Therefore, Vedanta cannot be useless. It is useful. Na api upacharitarthaha kintu uktalakshanaha, and Vedanta is not useless and Vedanta is just to, it's just to chant, etc. That kind of meaning, upacharartha, that also you cannot explain. Kintu ukta lakshanaha Vedanta is very clearly for giving the knowledge. Brahmatmekatva jnanam. Pratyagatma eva te, pratyagatma eva tesha mukhyartha. The true meaning of Vedanta is the self. The right meaning of Vedanta is to give you the knowledge of self. Tasya cha vakshyamanena kramena sandigdhatva aprayojanatvacha yukta jignyasa. Therefore, and that knowledge also, for that knowledge you have to do enquiry. And that enquiry is also possible because you have doubt about the self. And you have this the result also, knowing the self, you will be devoid of this troubles. The result also is there. Therefore, iti ashevan sutrakaraha tad jignyasam asutrayat. So, with this idea, sutrakara Bhagavan Bhadarayanaha, Bhagavan Vyasa, we will not use Bhagavan Bhadarayana because there is a contrast. I said in the beginning, Bhadarayana is someone different and Vyasa is someone different. That is how Bhagavan Vyasa himself sees. Otherwise he cannot, this is what some people they accept that Bhadarayana and Vyasa are both same. Krishna Tvaipayana, Vyasa, Bhadarayana are all same. But in this, some people they dispute it with this sutra. There is one Bhadarayana, there is one sutra which takes the name of Bhadarayana. So I cannot use my own name as a pramana. As a pramana means of right knowledge. I cannot say, I say this. You cannot say that. So, it is different person they accept. So, Vyasa, he writes this first sutra with this idea in mind. Vedanta Mimamsa Shastrasya Vyachikhyasitasya Idam Adivam Sutram. Vedanta Mimamsa Shastrasya. Vedanta Mimamsa Shastrasya. That Shastra, which is going to inquire, throw this inquiry on the subject matter of Vedanta. Vyachikhyasitasya, and that which is what we desire to explain in detail, that which we want to comment, for that idam adivam sutram. This is the first sutra. What? Asato brahma jignyasa. Athato brahma jignyasa.
Athato brahma jignyasa.
Athato brahma jignyasa.
Athato brahma jignyasa.
Athato brahma jignyasa. Athato brahma jignyasa. Three padas. Athaha. Atho brahma jignyasa. Atha. Atho. Hereafter. Thereafter. Atha. Thereafter, ato thens Brahma Jignyasa. He will start this Brahma Jignyasa. We will see the meaning of each padas and the Pasha. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.